right, welcome back. Thank you for tuning in to the show. Without further ado, our real estate elite out of the downtown Little Italy marketplace, our very good friend, Chad Daneker. Good to have you on the show again.
Thanks, Craig.
Ah, man. Chargers, they stay in. What's the deal? You know, you always give such nice updates on all of this. You do a better job than the Union Tribune, which is where most people get their information from. You got the inside track.
It's hard to say still. I think this whole vote thing was something that they didn't want to see because it just further complicates things and draws timelines out and might cause an environmental impact report, which could really add some cost and time to this whole thing.
What does that mean?
So basically, like, you're taking Qualcomm, right? Because,
yeah.
Because they're actually at the same site of Qualcomm, which is good, they're replacing something, you know, an existing stadium with a like stadium.
Yep.
So they're hoping to be able to dodge the environmental impact report, meaning that if you go through and, like, demo all this land, now you find out they're going to start doing environmental tests to see, like, okay, do we need remediation? Is there pollution here? What's going on? So
yeah.
It's one of those things, like, you see a city block downtown, they go to put a parking lot in, and then they've got to do an environmental impact report. And next thing you know, it's like they're excavating three stories down just to change out dirt, millions of dollars to put a parking lot back on the, you know, back on the land.
So, I don't understand this stuff. It's all above my pay grade. Sounds like a lot of legal stuff.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of legal things. And I think the problem is that nobody monitored anything early on. So as human beings, we just polluted everything and we really didn't care. Like, you know, we just poured everything. People literally would just unplug their oil, you know, pull the oil plug and let it just drain out in the field, and they just didn't care.
Yeah.
You know? And all of a sudden, we see the impact of these things, and people care.
Well, speaking of legal issues, so you know that I'm in the market at looking at buying homes. I've looked downtown, Little Italy, in that area. Just it really depends on what type of inventory I come across. Litigation is a huge issue when it comes to real estate, buying condos versus single-family residences. So we brought these guys straight from our TV show, The American Dream. They're experts on real estate law. We have Howard Sildorf. Good to have you here again.
Thanks, Craig.
And we also got Scott Levine here as well. And you guys also got a book that we'll be giving out here a little bit later in the show. Let's talk about some of these high-rises going up, right? It's exciting to see cranes in downtown. It looks like an expanding city, which is fun whether you're buying into the real estate market or not. So before we get into the legal stuff and HOAs and condos and all of that, Help us better understand what's happening downtown. Give us an update. And by the way, Chad Daneker is an elite realtor down there. Welcome to SanDiego.com. But go ahead.
So downtown, you've got Bosa Developments, probably the biggest news downtown. So he is the man that's going to change San Diego. He's leaving his legacy here. So it's pretty cool. He's built 8 high-rise luxury towers, and he's got one under construction right now, the only person building a residential for-sale condominium tower right now in
downtown.
See,
a lot of them are rentals, right?
A lot of them are rentals. All those things you see down there, either, like, there's the new state courthouse, and then there's rental buildings all over. So, and then you've got Sempra Energy, which is pretty much done. You don't see a crane there anymore.
Right.
So that one should be opening up next week. So those guys move in. But he just announced he's doing another tower just to the north across Broadway, right on the, right just south of, how do I want to explain this? Just south of the Grand South and just west of the Santa Fe Depot, the train station.
Okay.
So he's doing another tower there. And then before the end of the year, he's going to start another one right behind Bayside. So,
but how many of these can you actually buy? Are people getting into?
So, well, the ones that are for sale, the first thing that's coming up for sale will be later this summer. Probably actually between end of summer and beginning of Thanksgiving. Like right when Thanksgiving hits is when they expect to go to contract. So we've got right now, we're going to do a special event with them at their gallery that should be opening up late summer. We'll get everybody in that's interested. If you want to get on the list to get there so you can get registered for a condo, which won't be a contract, it'll be a reservation instrument, visit us online at welcometosandiego.com/newcondos.
You're number one down there, Chad Daneker.
We're doing it.
Are you aware of that?
We're doing it.
I know
we're hitting it hard.
I have an inside track on things like this.
Yeah.
I know you know.
We're having fun.
Yeah, no, you're crushing the market down there, and you got an amazing team. And I just encourage anybody who's exploring, whether you're looking at renting or buying or selling in the downtown San Diego area, welcome to SanDiego.com. A lot of cool things happening down there. So, Chad, you know, here's one of the things I think to be really interesting about the real estate market is you have rent prices going up, and you really have mortgage prices going up because you have interest rates going up. Are you concerned at all about the pressure on housing? It's like, on the one hand, it's like, well, if mortgage rates go up, that's going to make it less affordable. Maybe less people could buy it. But you also have rent prices going up. So it just seems like no matter what, there is a flood of demand because there has to be. It's San Diego. It's the greatest city. But do you think that what kind of dynamic are we in right now? Is there pressure on housing with all this?
It's like the full court pressure. Because
yeah.
If you think about it, right, like there's limited supply, and there's very limited. Our supply of homes for sale far under exceeds what we need for the population. So we already know we're at a deficit there. And then, yeah, you've got rents going up. So more people are saying, well, God, I'm a fool for renting. I want to get out of this because I'm writing a check for $4,000 a month on a rent, five, six, eight, ten. We just did a $15,000 a month rental in Coronado. You know, and it's like when you're tossing that type of money away every month, like you can own something and you get the write-offs, you get the benefit, you build wealth through ownership of real estate. I mean, that's real estate's a great wealth-building vehicle. So that's what we look at. We do have a lot of people. I just made two people homeless, kind of funny. We sold the place right out from under them. They're renting. We went right to the owner with a letter and a phone call, said, hey, we've got a buyer that wants to buy this. He said, this is my price. Our guy said, yes. We did the deal. We literally squeezed them out. We just put them as renters. They rented in Mission Valley and they were starting to save. A month later, they're like, forget saving. Prices are going up faster than we can save. We just got them an escrow on a place this week. So
you helped the renters out too.
We're helping renters out too. Yeah, because
you can't start this story with we just made two people homeless. It's going to make you look bad.
But that's the thing. Like, I don't like make people homeless. So like, I was talking to them and explaining them the whole rent versus buy thing, and they make a lot of money. They're just getting pounded on taxes. I'm like, look, we got to have this talk, and then you can do whatever you want to do. But you need to know this information so that you can make a good decision. And I mean, it wasn't 6 weeks of renting, and they're in escrow.
Yeah. So, well, good information. Yeah. Hey, Chad, so let's talk about the property I was looking at, right? So there's a condo in Little Italy, right? It was in the Doma building, which has litigation.
One of the most popular buildings in Little Italy.
Interesting about it, I mean, it's a perfect illustration of everything we're talking about right now. So you show me this off-market property, and you connect me directly with the listing agent, and I'm coming back to you. I'm like, man, this seems overpriced. And you know, you're an honest guy, and we're friends, obviously. So you give me some very direct information. You say, well, man, that does seem a little overpriced. But in the same breath, it's highly demanded property. There's no inventory in Little Italy, and someone will probably pay that for that property, right?
That's crazy. As people are doing it, and prices are leaping.
Well, it's kind of aggravating in a certain sense. It's like some ding dong is going to come overpay and validate an overpriced property.
Now, every month, Craig, somebody does it.
Yeah,
I mean, it's the next. Who's the next guy?
Does that concern you on an overheating market?
Yeah, it does in some cases because it's, you know, we see these jumps, and I mean jumps. Like an exact example. I sold a property 14 months ago for 1572, which is high for downtown. We're not, you know, we don't sell a ton of $1.5 to $4 million properties. It's just not that market, you know? And then we're closing in a week at 1.8. 14 months, 1572 to 1.8. Buyers, the owners, the current owners didn't do anything to upgrade it. They didn't do one thing except live there, and they're very neat and clean. So they loved the place the entire time they were there. They took care of it well. But I mean, that's a pretty crazy jump, you know.
Well, at least the buyers are real. You know, the financing that's in place now, you don't have these, you know, 125% loans, pay option arms, liar stated income loans.
That's it. I mean, high down payments, 46% of our market was cash.
Wild.
We still see that a
lot. So to me, that means that there's no bubble, in my opinion, but maybe overheating a bit. I think interest rates are the X factor. What happens with mortgage rates? How much pressure are they going to put on housing? But back to this property. So I'm going back and forth with the listing agent. Great guy, by the way. Drawing a blank on his name, Jeff.
Jeff Grant. Yeah.
Jeff Grant. Great guy with Sand and Sea Investments. I appreciate the introduction. And the deal didn't really come to fruition because I'm financing the property and there's a lot of litigation on the property. So this is probably something that people have heard about, litigation downtown, buying condos, HOAs. So I'm glad that we have Scott and Howard here to help us on this front. So help us better understand what it even means that you see all these beautiful high rises going up. Some are rentals, some are condos. But when we talk about the ability to buy downtown and there's litigation, help us understand what that even means, Scott.
Well, litigation can mean a lot of different things. If you're in an apartment building that was converted into condominiums, that could mean one type of litigation. Excuse me. And another type of litigation could be a brand new high rise, like the BOSA building that we were talking about earlier. The conversion can be a problem. The brand new building, probably less of a problem. The brand new buildings are being built better. BOSA is a great example. We litigated one of his first high rises and it had all kinds of problems. And part of the reason it had a bunch of problems was he didn't really understand how to integrate American products with Canadian products. And as he's built more and more high-rises in California, he's gotten through those problems and has figured that out.
So an issue on the buy side, Chad, and you can speak to this, is that it's gonna limit your buyer pool when you go to sell the property. I mean, here I felt bad for the seller on the on the Doma property in Little Italy, because here's the thing. I wasn't able to get financing because there's litigation on the building. It's not had nothing to do with my qualification. So you're taking first-time home buyers, move-up buyers, maybe even investors that aren't paying cash, and you're basically saying, we don't have the ability to give you financing on this property. So what does that do for property values?
So it's kind of interesting.
How do you navigate that market?
So it's really interesting, right? So you've got these new condos we're talking about coming downtown, but litigation is then the life cycle of a condo.
Yeah.
So for example, in 2007, 8 and 9, you've got Sapphire Tower, Brisa, and Bayside are the last new condo buildings delivered downtown. All three of them are in litigation right
great,
now.
So great buildings.
Beautiful.
By the way, yeah.
I mean, Bayside's one of the best buildings in San Diego. You know, I mean, it is absolutely gorgeous.
Bayside and Brisa. Those are two great buildings.
Fantastic.
Right next to each other, right?
And Sapphire Tower is just right there, too.
Yep.
I mean, it's a little triangle, right? And they're all beautiful, all high quality, all great product, but it's litigation, right? They go into litigation, and it's kind of the cycle. And that's where I think Howard and Scott will be able to tell us about that cycle and how that works and the time periods. And should people be scared? And you talking about financing. And financing is available. You just have to know where to find it. Where, if you're working with a broker from El Cajon, he's not going to know. You're going to work with somebody downtown that deals with it. This is part of my life. This is what I deal with on a weekly basis. So there is financing,
So to speak to the cycle of it all.
Yeah, there's thousands and thousands of units that we've done, and they've all been financed. It's just a matter of trying to find the right mortgage broker to do that.
Exactly.
And this is a pre-litigation dispute resolution process that you're going to start with, where they're either going to have a right to repair or they're going to end up settling it for money. And the reason why you're doing this is to preserve your property value.
Right. That makes sense.
And if you really want to think about this, I'm going to tell you a little story. Senator Calderon, who wrote the Calderon Act, and I participated in that, he actually got into construction defect litigation because somebody sent him a $50,000 special assessment in the mail.
No
Can
fun.
Can you believe that?
No fun at all.
And he's a senator. He said, Howard, I don't make a lot of money, and I'm pretty excited when somebody sends me a bill for $50,000 in the mail.
No kidding.
And I don't know anything about it. Well, he got very interested in construction defect litigation. So the trial lawyers picked myself, and actually Scott was picked to do SB 800 by the Consumer Attorneys of California. So we're consumer attorneys. We're trying to protect your property value. We're trying to preserve it for the homeowners association, for the individual homeowners. And actually the worst situation is where they don't go through this process. They let the statutes go. And what happens then? Well, who's going to pay for it? You're going to pay for it if you're buying it. But Craig, here, in this particular case, like, let's say you get into Doma, okay?
Right.
And it's a good builder, there's insurance. Now you go through the process, you go through reconstruction. What's going to happen to your property value?
It's going to improve it, right?
Right.
Yeah.
So what happened to you? You got, actually, what? A good deal. Right?
Yeah,
I think
makes
that's
sense.
What Chad's saying.
I talk
right?
about this all the time.
Yeah.
The last four properties I bought downtown, personally, were in litigation. And every one of them, I just go in, I buy it, I do it with the minimum down payment I can, or one of them I bought cash, As soon as it comes out, I can either sell it or take the cash back out, just refinance it 75% loan to value. But every one of these has been a home run, like 40, 50, 60% return on investment, that's high returns, and you're buying.
Yeah, you're doing well.
Scared,
I want to remind our audience.
Don't give up.
I want to remind our audience that we're speaking with Chad Daneker. He's our real estate elite out of the downtown Little Italy marketplace. We also got Howard and Scott here, who are attorneys on real estate law. So thank you guys for joining us. Help us understand this a little bit better. But if you are in a high rise or a condo in general and you have questions about your HOA, we get these questions a lot. You can visit me online. My first and last name, CraigSewing.com. I'm happy to answer any of your questions or facilitate introductions to these guys. So I'm coming back to the Doma thing. When are we going to get this worked out? Is it so you have to basically wait for this to happen? I mean, so right now, what are they duking it out?
No, they're probably in the pre-litigation process. So it's not really, I know we're talking about litigation, but it's probably not that. And since the Pinnacle case came down, most of these things are resolved by binding arbitration or judicial reference. Most of them don't go to litigation. So actually, you can find lenders who believe that it's not litigation, and you can get that type of letter. And if you have the right documents and the attorneys do the right type of disclosure, we actually help our clients to make sure that you, as buyers and homeowners, can get that type of financing. We help them through that process. And most of the time, it is not litigation. It is going to be a binding process. So that process is definitive, it's private, and it's going to get over with within a relatively short period of time, somewhere between 12 months to 24 months.
Give me a real story. Give me something tangible that our audience can understand a bit better and some of the things that the two of you guys do.
Well, we just, you know, a couple of years ago on a very small project, we finished a 35-unit project through the pre-litigation process, and we got full policy limits within 12 months, okay? That's a very fast process. On a larger scale project, you might go 24 months. You could even go up to 36 months if it's a big multi-million dollar project. That's kind of what we do. High-rises, mid-rises, we do single-family houses. We do the complete process for association.
So talk about the insurance policy and the monies they get and the reconstruction, and how does that work out? So I buy at a place in litigation, let's say in September. We're going to get, you know, in August, we come to an agreement. In September, we get money. What happens?
Well, it's supposed to go basically to fund the reserves and to pay for all the reconstruction, okay? But in a lot of cases, even recently, there's been money given back to the homeowners in these things, as well as completed reconstruction and funded the reserves. So think about it. If you're buying a property, what should you want to have? Something that has leaking pipes, leaking roofs, that type of thing, and hardly any reserves? Or do you want to buy something that has, like in your cases, probably fully funded litigation reserves, fully funded reserves, and that increases your property values? Because one of the things you really got to look at when you're buying something is how much is in your reserves. Are they really funded? And is that reserve really real? Okay, when it says that cooling tower up there for $160,000, $200,000, is it that or is it $400,000? What's the amount really for that cooling tower? Because that's going to determine a lot of your property values. And these are big items on these high rises, and they are very expensive.
Well, that's why looking at the percentage funded is really, really important.
Yeah,
you know?
You don't want to buy 3% funded here, guys.
No.
Okay?
70% and more is considered excellent.
Yeah.
Well funded.
Yeah.
So.
Well, we used to have even less than that, frankly, Craig. I mean, you know, when they were in the depths, it was 2 or 3% was probably the norm, and maybe going a high would have been a third. Now, you're right, 70% is good.
You guys wrote a book on this. Scott, tell us about the book.
Well, the book is really designed to help property managers and board members navigate their way through all of the laws that affect them as board members. There's a section in there that covers the laws on how to run a meeting, what the rules are, notice, how you deal with homeowners, how you deal with homeowner issues. There's a section in there that even includes the entire text of SB 800, the construction defect statute. So within it, it actually has the laws that govern the standards for how your project was supposed to be built. And oftentimes there's a misnomer or misunderstanding as to what the standards are. And builders will tell you certain things. Their customer service department will tell you that's not a defect, that's not a problem. But if you go look at the standard that we actually negotiated with the Building Industry Association, it is a defect and it is a problem and it is something that they need to fix. And something they have an obligation to fix.
Well, this is interesting information. We talk about buying real estate and you're buying residential or condos. You have HOA issues, litigation. It can all get very complicated, but I encourage you to visit Scott and Howard online at sildorf-levine.com, sildorf-levine.com. Chad Danikar, real estate elite out of the downtown marketplace. What's the future of the downtown market? What should we expect? If you and I are sitting here 1 year from now and we're looking back and you're saying, Craig, here's what happened last year, what are we going to say?
So you'll see a tower over on Broadway and Pacific that's about halfway up. That would be about 21 stories up. And you'll see right behind Bayside and just to the north of Sapphire Tower, you'll see another tower that's under construction. Should be a hole in the ground by then. Maybe coming up on parking almost.
Do you like all this building? We're not flooding with too much inventory, are we?
No, it all works well. Nope. Well, you think about it. Like, we've got 217 condos coming in this first tower. That could be absorbed in a microsecond.
Yep.
You know, I mean, the empty nesters can just done. The guy in San Diego, the local guy that wanted a shot, you know, that's still working. I don't know. There's so many empty nesters going to be flooding him with cash. Like, we'll see. You know, so you've got those two towers. You've got 273 on the second one. So you're still less than 500 units. You know, you're right there, right? That's only 500. The downtown plan calls for 2,500 units a year to keep up with population growth. We didn't have that 10 through 15. So, and really not till 17 till this first thing's delivered to the actual buyer, right? You're not moving in until 2017.
Chad Daneker, when are you on the American Dream again?
Next week.
Next week?
Next Tuesday.
Well, so. No, we air on Saturdays. You just let the whole world know that we pre-record our TV show. So. And by the way, we do it on Wednesdays, not Tuesdays, Chad. So
overly honest.
Get with your get with your assistant and let her know to fix your schedule.
I'll be there.
Chad Daneker, our real estate elite out of the downtown Little Italy marketplace. The guy just knows so much about what's happening down there. If you're interested in the real estate market down there, you just have questions on real estate in general, especially when it comes to these condos and HOAs, it gets really confusing. Visit them online, welcometosandiego.com, welcometosandiego.com. Scott, Howard, Chad, thanks for coming in here and help us understand this stuff a little bit better. It is complicated.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But this is where information is empowering, and I hope people reach out to you. Again, welcometosandiego.com. All right, guys, when we come back, we're going to be diving into what's happening in our market. We've got a big week ahead of us. So stick around. You're listening to the Craig Sewing Show. Back in a minute.
Don't forget, Craig is San Diego's number one consumer advocate. If you have any real estate or financially related needs, make sure you visit Craig online at craigsewing.com. That's craigsewing.com. Visit Craig today.